Hi, and welcome to Cody Cody Fun Times with me, your host, Duncan Reinicke. Now, it's a stupid name, but let me tell you a thing or two about podcast naming conventions, dear sir or madam or other. They're all dumb. Try to find a podcast out there that doesn't have the world's worst name, if you look at it objectively, and I'll find you a unicorn booby. So I figured I'd get this off on the right foot, which is to say any foot, which is to say I just picked a name. Because you could sit around all day and wait to find a name for the thing you're trying to make, or you could just pick Cody Cody Fun Times and put your foot out there and take your first step. So that's what I did. Cody Cody Fun Times, me, Duncan Reinicke. Here's the breakdown. Every week, from now until eternity, I will bring you a brand new episode of me steadily learning how to code. I'm going to be doing this until I am the best goddamn coder you've ever heard of in your entire life. And yes, there will be lots of blue language, so make sure the kids are tucked away when you listen to this. But it's the ABCs of me. You know, you can't cage what you can't cage, and I'm uncageable. So just, you know, if you're going to come in here with all your moralizing and your societies and your whatnot, then step back, okay? Because I'm here to code and to cuss. And maybe to like eat some snacks and read some emails once in a while. And those are all the things I'm going to be doing here. And I hope you enjoy them. I really do. Please don't go anywhere. Every week, starting from this week, I'll be bringing you a new segment on me learning how to code. We'll be breaking the show into a couple of different sections where we'll talk about what I'm doing, what I've learned, how I apply it. And if you guys, the hypothetical you out there that may be listening, enjoy the show enough, you're welcome to email. I'll give my email address at the end of the show. But that's the bare basics of what we're about to do. So, to start with, because I know you all came here for the human element of this. My name's Duncan, and I introduced myself earlier, and if you missed that, we're off to a bad start already. But I'm a copywriter. What I do is write, copy, sometimes copy what I write, and sometimes copy what I don't write. I work in marketing, have for the better part of a decade, and I love it. It's very good work, very fun, very interesting, but I've come to realize I'm slowly being edged out by machines that are eventually going to make me obsolete, take over my job, and cost me out into the street where I'm going to have to panhandle for change. So the idea has been to develop an actual real-life skill. Now, of course, there's no putting me out onto some kind of manual labor platform, something where I'd have to use my hands or be out in the sun for extended periods of time. That's not happening. If you Google my name, you'll be able to see pictures of me and you'll understand. But I thought, having come from a coding family, my dad was a coder, and I've worked in internet marketing for a while, so most of my colleagues and coworkers and friends and family and people I see on the street and distant relatives all code. Everybody codes. Everybody is so proud of how much they code. I thought it was time for me to develop that side of me. And so I did. I've come here to kick ass and take names. And the first name I'm taking is HTML. a little background to HTML. I don't know anything about it. That's all. That's the only background you're getting. I know the basics, the rudimentary stuff. So we're gonna start with what it is, and then I know a couple of things, but we're gonna ladle that shit out over the next couple of episodes as I have more time to prepare. This is more just an introduction. HTML is known as hypertext markup language, and none of those words make any sense to me. I know that for a fact. So if you want to start by emailing in what that means, I could also Google it, but you know, it might be fun to hear from you out there. Fair listener, not so fair listener, unfair listener, if you want to be that kind of a person. All I know about hypertext markup language, or HTML, is that it is essentially the skeleton of a web page. It is the function, it controls the functionality of any kind of web page. It's the forms, the buttons, the layout, the information that tells a browser that it's looking at a web page, which I know is very important. This is all very important stuff. Beyond that, you move on to your things like CSSs and your JavaScripts and your whatnots to tell a web page to make things look pretty. But we're going to start with HTML. Now, cards on the table. I've looked at this already. But I've also come to realize since looking at it that if you're a person with eyeballs and the internet in the 21st century, you probably already know a couple of things about HTML just from being alive. Things like triangular tags, what are they called? Those little brackets, triangle brackets, the greater thans and the lesser thans, and the forward slashes. These are things that I think are quite basic to a lot of us. But for those of you not in the know, it comes our first segment. Duncan explains something incredibly basic and probably gets it wrong. So HTML tags are put at the beginning and end of every line, not every line, of every command you put into your HTML file. So from the smallest thing like adding a paragraph, which is a section of text, to creating a button, you will start and end your command to tell the computer to do that thing that it does so well, that voodoo it does so well, by entering command tags. And the command tags look like, if you look at your keyboard, a little lesser than sign, the triangle pointing left, and then whatever tag we're going to do. In this case, let's just do a simple one for today. Let's just do a paragraph, so a P, so lesser than P, and then greater than. What it should look like is a little P with angel wings or a pair of akimbo Berettas firing outwards. And then in this case, your content. So you want a paragraph, you're gonna put a paragraph in there. And on that note, I'm gonna read a paragraph of something out to you. Is this a dagger which I see before me, the handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision sensible to feeling as to sight? Or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation proceeding from the heat-oppressed brain? I see thee yet, in form as palpable as this which now I draw. Thou marshallest me the way that I was going, and such an instrument I was to use. Mine eyes are made the fools of the other senses, or else worth all the rest. I see thee still, and on thy blade and dudgeon gouts of blood, which was not there before, there's no such thing. It is the bloody business which informs thus to mine eyes. That was just me doing a little read-through of a section from Shakespeare's Macbeth, something you're going to run into a lot while coding is a need to quote the bard, and I thought I would give this podcast just that little benefit of the doubt and just get us started off with a good old-fashioned Macbething. So there you go. Now, once you've got that inside of your triangular P tag, you're gonna want to close that tag off by basically doing what you did in the beginning, creating the P with the akimbo Berettas. So you're gonna go open tag or lesser than, and then forward slash P, and then greater than paragraph, or greater than, oh God, what's the word? Bracket. Yes, whatever. Greater than bracket. So it's going to look like the Akimbo Beretta, but now it's got like a sexy emo side path to it. And that's a paragraph. Now there's a lot more to it and a lot more that I'm going to cover in the next series, including a bunch of stuff I forgot to talk about just with setting things up. But this is me for now saying Cody Cody Fun Times with Duncan Reineke. There's going to be a lot of learning, a lot of laughing, a lot of crying, and a lot of sharing. But through it all, we're going to stick with our one mantra, which of course is all my friends know the code writer. Okay, we'll see you next time. And thanks for tuning in to the first of many episodes of this ridiculous podcast. Bye for now. Oh, and of course, anybody who'd like to get in touch with me can do so at, and this is going to be a doozy of an email, Duncan, Duncan, J. Reyneke, Reyneke, at gmail.com. I know, aren't I the best for having that dumbass name? All right, chat to you soon. Lowrider, code writer stuff. All right, bye.